bright and early on a Tuesday and live from the White House. A special edition of the Steve Huber Show. So good to have you. Hey, by the way, the interviews that you're hearing here, go to podcast at stevegruber.com, brand new website. Check this out, brand new website. And right now, we had some complaints about the new website. The complaint was that you couldn't comment. You couldn't chime in and give your opinion. We're correcting that as we speak. Ivy said, I can fix that. And she got out her magic wand and said, we're going to make it so people can have a conversation, real-time conversation, any article, any video, me, her, any source. You can now jump on here. Probably take a couple of days. But we're going to have that for you there at stevegruber.com, plus the podcasts, plus so much content. More content than you can imagine, more content than Drudge, and more accurate, I might add, in my estimation. So keep that in mind. Tell your friends, stevegruber.com, all brand new. And stories updating, I mean, every 15, 20 minutes there's something new on there. It's just constantly all day long. Our friends at Creative Destruction Media, like Todd Wood. We've got our friend Wayne Dupree, Life Zet. All sorts of folks have become part of the brand new stevegruber.com. Mike up there in the mitt is part of what's going on as well. Did you hear this? Here's a crazy story that I just want to share with you. But the son of a mobster says he knows without question where Jimmy Hoffa is buried. Of course, you've heard that before. But Jimmy Hoffa, he says he's been carrying the secret for 5 years and he wants it out. This is all part of a story put out by Fox Nation, but I thought it was so fascinating I would share it with you. I know where Jimmy Hoffa's buried, says Philip Moscato Jr. He also says he knows who killed him. Mob hitman Salvatore Sally Bugs Bruguglio. Bruguglio. Yeah, you say that three times fast. Sally Bugs, the one who pulled the trigger in Detroit, he says. By the way, Phil is the son of Hoffa suspect Philip Brother Moscato Sr., a Genovese crime family powerhouse in Jersey who died of liver cancer in 2014 at the age of 79. Phil told Fox Nation in an exclusive interview that he not only did his father reveal that his close childhood friend and fellow Genovese mobster Sally Bugs shot Hoffa, but his dad also told him where the body ended up. I'm the only person who knows the location of his final resting place, he says. He's there. I believe it 100,000,000%. I know it is. Now, federal investigators have long believed that Hoffa was murdered in Detroit when he disappeared July 30th, 1975. I mean, can you remember if you were... I mean, that was the story. It dominated. It dominated the headlines. Well, he was murdered in the D, 1975, and then reportedly transported to New Jersey by the Genovese crime family mobsters responsible for his killing. It's believed that he was buried in a large dump that Moscato's father owned in Jersey City, the PJP landfill known as Moscato's Dump. But Phil says that after one of his father's mafia cohorts flipped and cooperated with the FBI, in November of 1975, 4 months after Hoffa vanished, the body was moved so that the feds and others couldn't track it down. The remains yet to be found. Phil's father, by the way, known as Brother, took the fifth before the federal grand jury probing Hoffa's disappearance. Multi-millionaire New Jersey and Florida restaurant owner who also served as a major Garden State mobster. In fact, 1972, the FBI described him as one of the top loan sharks in Hudson and Bergen County, New Jersey, all part of La Casa Nostra. Time for those Godfather references to come in. You know, if they ever find Hoffa, that would be... Oh, the story of the year, I think. Story of the year. All right, so just a quick turn back to politics because it's kind of unusual to see the Obama faithful turn on the guy. But they are. Voters have to be rooted in reality, says the former president. And now he's facing some strong criticism for those comments from the left flank. After cautioning Democrats about going too radical with their policy proposals, it's the latest sign of a growing divide between the 44th president and the party's activist base. I mean, he's still the most popular Democrat, but, man, he's getting some blowback. You see, on Friday, he warned 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls to pay attention to what voters actually think, claiming at a get-together of Democratic donors that most of them don't want to tear down the system and that many Democrats just don't want to see crazy stuff. Now, what's he referring to? Well, maybe he's referring to a $52 trillion government takeover of health care. That might do it. Maybe he's referring to the idea that law enforcement go door-to-door and confiscate firearms in America. That might do it. Even though he may well support these ideas, trying to push it on the American people at this point too fast, the former president says is too much. Just too much. So anyhow, too far left. Here's one tweet. Peter Dow, former Hillary Clinton advisor. I'm too far left because I want kids to be safe in school. I'm too far left because I want people to live in dignity. I'm too far left because I seek justice and equality. I'm too far left because I think health care and housing are human rights. That from former Hillary Clinton advisor, like I said, Peter Dow, who started the hashtag too far left. Oh, trust me, the former president is right. And again, can you imagine today John Kennedy trying to run for president as a Democrat in the United States of America of 2019? Good Lord. Here in this house, the White House, can you imagine John Kennedy being here? And let me tell you something. I've said it for a long time. But if a true moderate Democrat could navigate through the primary process, that person would stand a very good chance of doing very well across the country in a general election. It's a fact. It's 52 After, live from the White House. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.